I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Our discussion may raise some questions in your mind, and if any of the issues that you hear on today's episode sound like something you'd like to discuss with me, at the end of the show, I'll let you know how you can connect with me. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Tony Grebmeier. Tony is a builder, not in the literal sense, but while most well known for building a multi-million dollar business with his childhood friends, it's Tony's mission in life to build a community where struggling entrepreneurs know they can achieve anything they want despite their past. Tony has always known how to make money. He started his first business, the Neighborhood Baseball Card Trading Post, out of his mom's garage at the age of 14. By the time he was 18, he had held 16 jobs and was only fired once, which I think is a pretty good record for an entrepreneur. And he was fired because he gave his brother an ice cream cone. In 1996, Tony launched his first online business in Silicon Valley, a web traffic and marketing company, which eventually turned into his first supplement company. In 2001, Tony went on to build his second supplement company, Ship Offers, with two of his childhood best friends, Doug Roberts and Gil Gerstein. 15 years later, Ship Offers is an eight-figure business that has been an Inc. 5000 company for the past 3 years in a row. The journey to self-fulfillment wasn't easy for Tony. He almost lost it all in 2008 after years of struggling with drug and alcohol addiction. Facing the near destruction of his marriage and the sad realization that he was negatively affecting his children's lives, Tony made the decision that year to get sober, and he has stayed sober ever since. As he got clean, he also became clear about his vision to help others find their passion and achieve more. And with this in mind, Tony launched his podcast, The Tony G Show, in 2015, bringing together his loves for business, radio, and life. Each week, Tony welcomes a new guest to not only share to-the-point actionable tips for business success, but also to share their journey in an authentic and transparent way. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, David. Nice job. I mean, sometimes I give you some of those long names, and it's always funny to see what people do with them, but you pronounced everything just perfect.
Well, good. I'm lucky. you never know how that might turn out. So you've had a really interesting career, and like many people, there are ups and downs in business and in life. And I wonder if we could start off by talking a little bit about this notion of a business plateau. When I say business plateau, what does that mean to you?
Things stay the same. Things don't change. I had a couple of those throughout my 20-plus career as an entrepreneur and a business owner. Things don't change. Things don't get better. So first and foremost, that's what I think of, right off the bat, plateau, right? And then I've hit a couple of valleys in my life. One that almost, as you read in my bio, during that whole addiction issue, led me to basically contemplate suicide and attempt suicide. And I got a knock on the door, and the door basically was a good friend came in. He said hello, gave me a hug, said, "Your life has meaning and purpose, but what you're doing right now doesn't." And I proceeded to listen for 2 hours to a gentleman tell me that my life had so much more, but I needed to change the things that I was doing. And I was in what I believe was one of the biggest plateaus in my life. I was in this, I can make it better. I can fix it. I don't need anybody's help. Like I can do it all on my own. And it wasn't until December 14th of 08 that I ended up calling my mother, and I asked her a couple questions in a 1 minute phone call with your mom. That's usually how it goes. Ended up lasting 44 minutes until I actually said, yes, I needed some help. And I went and got that help, and I've been able to stay sober ever since. But a lot of work has come from that. And it's not like, ooh, you just stop drinking and your life changes. That was another plateau, because I was in a financial plateau. I was basically near bankruptcy, marriage, literally over. Kids didn't really want to hang out with me anymore. My business partners didn't want anything to do with me. And that's what my life had looked like. So I say plateaus. I've had many of them. and I'm not thinking that I'm never going to have them again. It's just like, I now know what to do when I get into one. Is the moment you realize that you are in one, you have a lot of ways out.
So talk to me about those ways out.
Well, I got a chance to interview you as a guest on my show. And one of the things we discussed was kind of like this framework around education and childhood. And one of the things is when we're going to elementary school and junior high and high school, we are taught that if you have a question in life, raise your hand and your teacher will call on you. And it's pretty simple. You ask your question, you get an answer. As we get into kind of our junior, senior year, we're too cool for school. We don't raise our hand as much. And we practice this into college. College, we don't ask for help. And then we're living life and we forget these little basic fundamentals that were introduced to us when we were kids, which is if you need something, you ask for it. And so thankfully, I've been able to build a 24/7 accountability community around me. And I did this because of the simple fact that I have this bright, shiny disorder. Anything I see, I want. And next thing I know, it's not necessarily what I need. And it's taking me down the wrong hole. And I go, oh my gosh, what was it that I was after? I don't even remember anymore because I was so interested in whatever that was. And so today the framework has been really, really simple. If you were to sit next to me, you would notice my phone constantly is blowing up, not with notifications from Facebook posts or anything like that, but friends that I've built this kind of two-way relationship building technique with. And I have my favorites. My favorites are in my iPhone for a specific reason. They're not necessarily like your best friend, Bo, who lives down the street that you used to drink beer with. Like mine are people that I've known who call me out on my bleep for when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing in business and in life. So I've created accountability partners to see my blind spots and to say, hey, Tony, you're in your blind spot again, bud. I'm going to call you out on that. And so by doing so, I've also been able to transform this framework into how I build relationships with people. When I hear your voice, I know where you're at. I know what you're doing. I know where you're going. I know if you're having a good day or a bad day. When I get the occasional probe text from a friend like, hey, life's great. I'm like, bullshit, excuse me. It's not going great. So what's really happening in your life? Let's dig deep. So in 30 seconds, usually on a call, I'll get to the root of the problem. And so I just believe that the framework has been vital for turning the plateaus into opportunities for growth, because nothing grows on surface. And you got to go deep. You got to get there fast. And so I usually take the story out of the story and I say, hey, I'm having a bad day. Here's what happened. This, and this.
Tony, let's go back up one step. You mentioned that there was a point where you were not asking for help. And then all of a sudden, you realized how important it is to ask for help.
Oh, it's ego. Ego, right? So my ego's too big. I don't need your help. I can figure this out on my own. And so then I'm basically stuck. See, it's the lie that we tell ourselves as an entrepreneur. We'll figure this thing out. There's got to be a way. We'll spend more time on the Google machine. We'll find the answer and we'll put this into our life and things are going to get better tomorrow. It's funny where this podcast is coming from. I'm actually in Reno, Nevada at a mastermind event with some friends. This is where I first came to gamble for my 21st birthday. I drove from Redding, California to Reno, Nevada, spent 2.5 hours at the exact same hotel, Peppermill Hotel, gambled, lost all my money, and took my head and drove home. See, it's interesting now when I walk into a casino, I know what the signs say. The signs say, hey, if you have a problem with gambling, please contact this phone number. I already know I have a problem, so I'm not going to gamble. But I didn't have that framework before. The problem was is that I could never ask for help because my ego was too proud. It was too big. And today, those accountability friends, those people, even just having our conversations with you, I see there's a lot of great stuff that can come from our friendship. You got to build those relationships with people. So how do I ask for help today? I literally just open my mouth and say, hey, I've got a problem. I need somebody here. And if you're in my world, you may see that if I miss you, I don't stop calling. I keep finding somebody until they answer. That's part of what I've learned in my program. You call until you find an answer and don't give up because I know what suicide looks like. I know what that attempt looks like. I know what drugs and alcohol do to a life and a marriage and a family and destroy everything in a business. I've been there. So I know the complete opposite, which is I'm experiencing life today on a whole new level. And I'm not above or below anybody. I'm right walking my path. And there's a lot of people walking their path with me. And those are my accountability partners. And I do the same for them.
So talk to me about knocking until there's an answer. What's an example?
Yeah. So because I still have a big ego, And I say it's also my defense mechanism, is I may make a phone call and I may even talk to my sponsor, and I may not be courageous enough to say I need help on that phone call. I may just need to hear his voice, and that takes a little pattern out of my brain and says, okay, cool, everything's all right for right now. And then I may not get the point because he starts talking to me about something, and then I'm like, all right, whatever. I hang up. I'll keep calling until I can find somebody on the phone who I can just get 100% honest with. And, you know, because if you've ever experienced phone calls, they work two ways, right? You call, they listen, vice versa. Sometimes I don't even get in a word edgewise because the other person's telling me all their life story, and I'm like, okay, that was the wrong person to call for this. Click, and I just move on. So I don't stop until I get help. And I basically, help comes from my wife, my mom, my sister, my business colleagues, random strangers, podcast interviews, a book, an audio, something I see or read, some perfect stranger, some experience in a parking lot putting a shopping cart back, something that just changes the feeling that I currently have in my head. And I don't say what I experience is the same for any other individual in the world. I know I'm not unique, but what I suffer from is a uniquely different perspective. And that is that in this moment when my mind is going crazy, it's racing, it needs something. It used to turn to drugs and alcohol. Now it turns to, okay, how do I get out of my head and into somebody else's heart? And if I do that, everything calms down. Everything gets really, really clear to me. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I know why I woke up today. Remember that mission, Tony, that you said you were after, to be there for another human being in the moment? Now you're doing that. And first you're doing it for yourself, because then you can be of service to somebody else.
So, Tony, if you're looking for help from somebody else for something that's emotional, strategic, tactical, or maybe some other kind of help, how much courage does it take to keep asking for help if you keep bumping into the wrong person along the way?
Well, I think one of the things that I've learned in my journey is a lot of the people that are on your journey are there for a season, reason, or a lifetime. And I don't say no to anybody. The people in my life, their intent is good. They're there for a reason. Just sometimes I think we get off track a little bit. To answer your question, I mean, it's really straightforward. If I need something for business, I've got about five or six people that I reach out to. If it's something about, you know, I'm having an off moment around, hey, I feel like the urge or the need to today, I have a craving, a phenomenon, or whatever it may be, I have a group of people I call. If I'm feeling like I'm disconnected and I need help with my marriage or something, I have a group of people. So my iPhone favorites is a variety. It's like my Rolodex of life. And so I don't want it to come across like I struggle with this. I'm very on point with who I reach out to, when I reach out to them. If it's not the right time, I just keep moving forward in the same region of friends.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you have a structure to this.
Oh, yeah, you have to, because otherwise you're going to get stuck. You know, you're going to be like just dialing for dollars. You're just going to be dialing until someone buys you what you're selling. And what you're selling is you're having a crappy day and you may need help, or vice versa. I may just, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. How are things going? You don't need anything? No, I just wanted, if I needed anything, was to hear your voice just to say hi, you know. So that's part of my. I think the opportunity that I've created for myself is I have framework today that allows me to live just on point in my life with everything that I do. Everything I do is on tension. I don't flip from thing to thing. I literally just go, all right, David, got to deliver a great show for David today. 2 hours. I'm running late, David. I just want to let you know, David. Great. Are we on? Yep. And then I do it. So my structure is I still have that perfectionism mentality. And in there is that flit that would happen, but because I can be real with you and I can tell you like, hey, I'm running late today, you say, all right, don't worry about it. My brain calms down, everything goes at it. So no, everything's is intentional for why I do what I do in my business and life today.
Okay, all right. So Tony, you mentioned that there were several things you can do when you need help. You talked about accountability. You talked about reaching out to specific kinds of people depending upon what you need help on. Are there other steps to
yeah.
this?
I think the one of the biggest things that we can do is actually write down. I call it a brain dump exercise. I just grab a piece of paper and I start writing down everything I'm thinking. And a lot of times when I need help, it's because I didn't do my morning routine. My morning routine is I sit at the edge of my bed and I say thank you three times. I just get really complete, like, hey, it's a new day, a new opportunity. I get into a little bit of gratitude. I spend 20 to 30 minutes in journaling. And I schedule my day. When I do these types of things, I have a really amazing day. When I don't do these things, other things, energy and stuff, come in and start taking over my day. So I tell people, like, if you really want help, what do you need help with? And a lot of the times they're like, I don't know. So that's why I say do a brain dump exercise. Literally just brain dump everything you're thinking down on paper. Flip that piece of paper over, because you just got done of telling yourself everything that's struggle, wrong, what's not working, or maybe what is, but you need help with. And then I just say, just write a 50-person gratitude list. Just write down 50 things you're grateful for. Eyes, nose, skin, hair, heart beating, lungs, everything's working. Like, I got, you know, feelings in my fingers. Like, get so present that way. And usually that'll help me, because I have to do that even on a plane sometimes. There's nobody to reach out to and talk to on a plane. You know, so I have to, I know these little tactics that I do that get me complete. Once I do that, I usually have an amazing day, because I get into gratitude. Gratitude's the only thing that's really ever saved me in this world. Other than the knock on the door, is just getting really clear about what I want out of my life. And usually I do that through gratitude and realize I already have everything I need. All right, so what are you really after? And then I realized, oh, that's just my personality. I'm after the chase. That's the addictive personality. So when I get really simple, I'm like, just get present. I get present. I'm here 100% with you right now. There's nothing else in the world that I have control over or that matters to me in this moment other than this conversation with you.
For which nothing. I'm very grateful, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I'm sure that our listeners are too.
Well, you know, Dan Kuchel introduced us.
Yes, he did.
And you want to talk about somebody who has been a big help for me, is just through just communication, introductions, meeting new people, saying, hey, Tony, I know this doctor. Do you know this person? You should meet this guy. And that's just another reason why we're even connected today, is somebody took the time out of their life to say, hey, Dave, I got this great guy, Tony, I got this great guy, David, for you to talk to. You guys should get connected. I mean, another thing to put on your gratitude list.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I've met some great people through friends of mine who've just introduced us because they thought we should get connected.
Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty awesome. So let me ask you actually another question about this need versus want. So what advice do you have for people who don't have everything they need, but they also might benefit by looking at what they want out of life?
That's a great question. So one of the things that I do is that I get to do everything today. I change my mindset from, you know, I have to get to. So I get to show up today. I get to do this podcast. I get to go to Reno. I get to participate in life today. I had a want mentality and a need mentality for a long time. I just now call it an abundance mentality. I manifest everything that I want in my life. I don't need anything. It's fascinating the way that you structured this question, because it's like, oh, it kind of contradicts some of my stuff. But in reality, through that gratitude exercise, I think that really helps set up the needs and the wants, because everything that I'm after this is the framework. And if I'm crazy, please tell me I'm crazy, but this is the framework that I've created for myself. Everything that I desire or want or need in my life has already been created. And all I'm going to do is participate in finding it. Everything that I'm after, everything I'm about, everywhere I'm going, it's already perfectly been created for me, and I'm just now going to participate in that event. And so go ahead.
No, that it's very powerful. The reason I'm asking the question is because I have people who come to me when they're in crisis. They're in crisis because they may have gotten themselves into a financial bind with recurring expenses that they can't get out of.
You can get out of anything. I figured that out. Oh, you can get out of anything.
Almost anything. Some are harder than others.
If you murdered somebody, I think you're going to pay the price. But I mean, in majority, right, when it comes to finances, like when I was so low, had no money, kept going to the post office box trying to get the next credit card to come in the mail because my finances, I was almost $1 million in debt with my house and short sale and everything that I was. I had a really nice Mercedes Benz. I had bought a previous car, needed to trade that in because I couldn't afford it anymore. So I still had an upside down payment on a CLS Mercedes. And I literally was on the phone with my mom. We were in the process of getting ready to move from Southern California to Colorado, packed up everything. And I said, you know, the only last thing that I need to do before we move out of this great state is I need to take this Mercedes back to the dealership. And everybody's like, hey, you can't do that. You know, you're going to be upside down. It's going to ruin your credit. I'm like, I don't care about my credit. I care about my life. I said, everybody like who owns me already. So what do I need to do? And the basic thing was, is I drove my car and I got to the dealership. Gentleman walked out and he goes, hey, how you doing, Tony? Because he knew me. And I said, hey, I need to turn this car. And he goes, well, you can't do that. I'm like, no, I can, because I don't need this car. And I proceeded to give him the keys. He made me sign a piece of paper. And it's not on my record as ever turning the car in or anything. Now, someone would say, well, isn't that weird? I said, no. I said, I just did the next right thing. I said, the result's already been done. I'm just going to do what I need to do for me. I said, for me today is that I don't need these things in my life. So what I began to do is then write down in my step work that I did for my program is all of the people that I had financially owed money to or services that had credit cards, et cetera. And I started calling them on the phone. I said, hey, look, man, I'm literally going to go bankrupt. But I have my word behind what I did is I one time needed this credit card or I needed this blah, blah, blah. And so I said I'd take it. Now I'm responsible, but I need to figure out how I can shave this down to make the payments each month, because otherwise I'm going to just bankrupt this and you're never going to see a penny of it. And that's life. What would you like to do? And what I realized is a lot of these people started saying, what can you do? I said, hey, I'll pay you $100 today, $200 here. You know, I'll be my word and start committing to making regular payments. And all these companies will say, hey, I'd rather have you pay me something than have it be a charge off and not make anything. And so what I realized is you just keep calling back until you find somebody in the right department to say, hey, you know what? I'll work with you. Because there's compassionate people out in this world who will help you and will work with you to get your bills down if you're committed to doing it.
Right. So I just heard something that you've said before, which is I'll keep calling until I find somebody who will dot, dot, dot.
Yep. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So one of the big takeaways that I'm hearing from this conversation is certain kind of persistence to find somebody who will help you solve the challenge you're facing.
I think it's what we as human beings need. And a lot of us, unfortunately, we get told no, or someone says, hey, that's not going to work. And you're like, okay, fine, quit. And you just move on. And you're like, you missed the opportunity. See, I'm a believer that the knock that saved my life is also the knock that helped me to grow today, smash that plateau to actually figure out like the void in my life, which the void was, I've always had an outgoing personality. So I've come in contact with people who say, well, you know, I'm not as outgoing as you. I'm like, that's fine. That's just what you tell yourself. Stop telling yourself you're not outgoing. Stop telling yourself you're not a salesperson. Stop telling yourself that you're not good enough and ask yourself, what is it? And we'll go back to your question for a second. What is it that you want? Most people that I come in contact with and do work with and talk to in business and life and sales, they have no clue why they even woke up today. A lot of them just woke up because they needed to, because their alarm went off and they had kids to get to school and they have a job they have to clock in for, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, isn't that messed up? That's the trap. That's the trap that someone sold you on and you bought into. I don't care if it's school, whatever you do or don't believe. Here's my method of thinking or my methodology is that you're here for a specific reason. You have to find out what that reason is. Every person that was created and put on planet Earth has greatness inside of them. Truly, 100%. I believe it, and most of them will never figure it out. Ever since, like you read in my very big bio, that I've had a whole bunch of jobs and I was only fired from one job, and that was for giving my brother an ice cream cone. I remember what that was like it was yesterday. I was so pissed that I got fired for giving away like a 5-cent ice cream cone to my brother. And then I had to literally go and sign a piece of paper, and they gave me my last paycheck. In the state of California, you get fired, they give you your check right away. And then taking the bus, no cell phone at the time, head down, going home and seeing my mom. And my mom said, what did you learn from? And I said, don't give away ice cream to your brother when you just called 5 minutes earlier to tell them that someone stole ice cream from you. And could you please turn on the video cameras? So I learned that, you know, in the moment, right? I literally called myself out for giving my brother ice cream cone. I already saw it 5 minutes earlier. And that's why I'm just a true believer in everything that I'm experiencing has already happened. I'm just going to experience it for the first time.
That's so powerful. So, Tony, let's switch for a little bit.
Sure.
Talk to me about whom you know personally who's been successful at smashing plateaus.
Our business consultant, Kevin Cohen. Kevin Cohen and I got a chance to meet a little over 5 years ago, somebody who I admire and literally dial here we go again, all the time for consulting help. He's been able to take any situation in his life and been able to spin it and literally achieve anything that he wants from it. There are lulls for some people. He likes the peaks and the valleys because he sees a way out and then he strategizes. So yeah, Kevin Cohen is one of my dear friends, somebody who I admire greatly.
That's great. And now let's look at what you're up to. What's coming up in the near future for you?
Oh, wow. Well, we recently moved into the largest facility for our company, shipoffers.com. We're in the supplement and fulfillment industry. We white label products for marketers on demand. And we moved into a new building 3 months in, and we already knew new space. So we are looking right now to double our size. We're in year 15. People say, don't you have those problems in year 1, 2, or 3? I said, yeah, I remember I never quit. I said, you know, back in the day, business was bad. Business is good today. All that we're doing now is paying attention to where we're going. So we're focused more today on ever on building systems and teams and literally implementation duplication. So we're implementing pure systems of duplication 100% in our business, because I can't be everywhere and do everything like I used to as a small business owner. We have just under 30 staff members. I love it. And so where I'm heading is, you know, Ship Offers. I see the international version. So I'm been taking a lot of trips overseas to seeing what the possibility of putting a platform or a station in another country and having the ability to open up a 2.0 of Ship Offers, doing the podcast and enjoy talking to, you know, just different entrepreneurs from all walks of life, such as yourself and the guests that we have on the show. And a couple of weeks back, I had one of the most fascinating human beings I've ever met in my life, Sean Stevenson. So I love talking to somebody. You know, here's a gentleman who's got his PhD. He's had over 200 surgeries. He's 3 feet tall. He had a viral video and he didn't say a thing on it. He literally held up cue cards. So I love talking to different people and figuring out what makes them great. And so I think on the horizon is really watching our family kind of transfer into, we're going to have a college student here soon. We're going to have a junior soon in school. My wife and I are better than ever at year 18. After all the hell that I put her through, seeing that our life has inspired and helped a lot of people around us, from somebody who had filed for divorce, living on his own, didn't want to live to, I don't want to live without her and my family. And so I think if you ask me where I'm going or where I'm at today, is just somebody who's on a journey and it's not straight. It's definitely something that has had many plateaus, peaks and valleys, but something that I'm inspired by every single day is that I wake up today saying, thank you. I go to bed, thank you. And I'm just grateful for the journey.
Tony, thanks so much for a really inspiring and powerful conversation. This is great, and I'm sure very helpful to anybody who's listening today.
No, I can't thank you enough. I mean, anytime I get a chance to do what I love, which is to be there for people and help build communities around me by introducing myself to new ones, you've done that for me today. So you filled, as I say, my cup. You helped me to quench my thirst a little bit. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share with your audience.
How can listeners learn more about you, follow you, and check out what you're up to?
Love it. Yes. Two ways. So you can go to the social media platform and just type in Tony Grebmeier. My last name is Grebmeier. You can find me LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, etc. And then also, if you just want to get connected to what I'm up to, TonyGShow.com. You can fill out the contact form and I'll make sure personally to get back in touch with you. Our show isn't too big. It's where it needs to be. It's right there for the committed listener to figure out if they can have a question answered. I'm going to answer it. And that's it. I mean, I have shipoffers.com, which is my day-to-day operation and business, which I absolutely, it's why I get to do what I do. It's because of a company like that that allows me the freedom and flexibility to travel and do a podcast from a hotel in Reno. So throw a shout out there as well.
That sounds good. Well, Tony, thank you again for coming on to Smashing the Plateau today. It's been a really inspiring and thought-provoking conversation. My guest today has been entrepreneur, podcaster, and all-around grateful human being, Tony Grebmeier. Thank you again, Tony, for joining us.
Hey, thank you, David.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Have you ever hit a plateau in your own life or career? If so, let's talk. It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just give me a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.